Big court case out of the US. Guilty verdicts have been handed down to three men who shot and killed an African-American jogger as he ran through their neighbourhood. Harley Carnes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. Ahmad Arbery is the guy who was shot. Three white men charged in his death have been convicted of murder in this shooting. If you watched any of the trial, it's easy to see how the convictions happened. There's almost no logical argument for shooting the man. He wasn't armed. The best that the defense could say for the man who did the shooting was that he came at him with his fists up. He wanted to fight. And then they shot him.
Mm. Why are there three of them who have got guilty verdicts?
Well, because the three of them were together. What happened, this neighborhood had a bit of a problem with some crime, break-ins and things like that. It's a mostly white neighborhood. So this black guy goes trotting through town or through the neighborhood, and they're thinking, maybe he broke into something. We need to check him out. So they go after him in their vehicles, and he takes off running. Well, they took running as a possibility of guilt.
Gosh.
Could have been a possibility. He was just scared to death. In any event, he got cornered, wanted to fight, they shot him. Now, Greg McMichael, son of Travis McMichael and a neighbor, were the ones who were convicted. McMichael's father and son grabbed guns, jumped into a pickup truck to pursue this man. And then another guy saw them and jumped in his own pickup truck and recorded it on his cell phone. That cell phone video is pretty much what led to Travis McMichael being convicted for sure, and with him the other two go.
Right.
You know, if you're part of a bank robbery and you drive the getaway car,
sure,
you're just as guilty as the guy who went inside and stuck the gun in the under the nose of the teller. So
no doubt about it. So three guilty verdicts: a 65-year-old, a 52-year-old, and a 35-year-old. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Now there's some Aussie representation in this year's Grammy nominations.
How about this? AC/DC, one of my favorite groups many years ago. Now they're back. They got three Grammy nominations. Their 2020 album, Power Up, is up for Best Rock Album. Shot in the Dark is running for Best Rock Performance, Best Music Video. That's three Grammy possibilities for them. And they've won Grammys many times, but back in 2010, I guess they won one for War Machine. Anyway, there's also a rising rapper whose music I don't really know, Kid Laroi.
Mm.
These are Aussie people, right? He released a mixtape that I guess has done very, very well. The title of it, we don't really need to say on the air, I guess.
Well, you know what?
And there's also another one.
Justin Bieber loves the Kid Laroi. He's from Sydney. So does Miley Cyrus. And we're very proud of him. He's only 18 years of age, Harley.
Well, I think you should be proud of him, although I wouldn't be tooting the idea that Justin Bieber likes him, therefore we're all supposed to like him.
And do you call him AC/DC or Akadaka?
AC/DC.
Yeah, I thought so. We'll catch you tomorrow, Harley.